The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. This is Psalm 27, the first two verses. What more can be eating our flesh right now than sickness and the coronavirus? I'm here to tell you today that even when our enemies and our foes come upon us to eat up our flesh, the Word of God says they will stumble and fall. We have overcome the coronavirus and all of our enemies that come upon us to eat up our flesh, because according to the Word of God, they stumble and they fall. So as I come to give you an on-time prayer this morning, I am coming in the Spirit to tell you that let us fight this enemy. Let us fight him through prayer, and let us fight him through obedience. Our only purpose here is to fear God and keep his commandments. Let us be aware that one of those commandments is that we obey those who have rule over us. We have been told that we must wear our mask and that we must protect ourselves. I'm here to tell you that this is very true, and let us remember to obey God, because our bodies are his temple. Let us take care of these temples. So the prayer that you will hear this morning will be for God's protection, but it will also be for our obedience to God to be delivered from the coronavirus through obedience, that we will be delivered from disobedience. Praise the Lord. And I ask you anytime to join Holistic Ministries in our services as they are posted on this website. And also to remember to join us in prayer by pushing this button, and a prayer will be there for you as long as the Lord permits. God bless you all. And now the prayer. Father, we come to you in the only name that we know to reach you, and that's through the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior. And as we come, Father, we thank you that even though some buildings are closed and worship may not go on in buildings as usual, that we know that our bodies are your temple. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to accept our prayers and our praises as a living sacrifice and a living sanctuary for you. Help us be a living sanctuary for you so that we have clean bodies that you can dwell in. Help our prayers be as the evening sacrifice, a sweet odor in your nostrils and a sweet sound in your ear. Help us to make joyful noises unto the Lord and keep our minds staying on you in the name of Jesus, because we realize if we keep our minds staying on you, God, that you will give us perfect peace. Because when we keep our minds staying on you, Father, we trust you. And we are looking up to you, our Heavenly Father, from whence cometh all our help. Because we know that through you, Father, we have overcome this world with the coronavirus and other sicknesses, other detriments and other tribulations. We know that in this world that we will have tribulations, but we also know that greater are you who is in us than he who is in this world. Therefore, we have already overcome this world of coronavirus, this world of sickness and suffering and disobedience. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy on us and help us and forgive us for our debts and our trespasses. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us and those that are indebted to us. We ask you to help us to be forgiven, because we realize as we forgive, we are forgiven. In the name of Jesus. But we also know, Father, we need your power to help us. We need your power to help us to be the people that you want us to be. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we come this morning, we ask you to stretch forth your hand, God. We ask you to stretch forth your hand now, Father, and we ask you to heal those that are sick right now in Jesus' name. We ask you to stretch forth your hand, your hand. You are spirit, oh God, and we're asking you to touch any that are hearing this prayer right now. We're asking you to touch and send forth healing. We're asking you, Father, in Jesus' name, to send forth an anointing that we can touch others that are sick and they also be healed in the name of Jesus. We're asking for healing from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to stretch forth your hand across this world, Father, not to be selfish, that the only ones that we pray for our own selves, but Lord God, as we come, we are praying for all the people in all places, every continent, regardless of their color, their creed, or their religion, regardless of their age. We're asking you, Father God, to heal your people from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to eradicate this disease, this COVID-19, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, please do it for us. We trust in you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to go into the hospital rooms and the nursing homes, the jails and the halfway houses and the homeless shelters. We're asking you to go out on the buses and the bridges and the bus stops. We're asking you to go to the homeless and the poor, the needy, and the less fortunate. We're asking you, Lord God, to heal their bodies and protect them from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord God, this morning we're asking you to stretch forth your hand to your people and help us to humble ourselves and obey just what the Lord is saying in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be wise even when we are told that it's okay to do this or to do that. Help us to be wise to know, Father, the right time to take off these masks. Help us to know the right time to keep these masks on. Help us to be able to be still in our homes, oh God. We are thanking you this morning because you have provided. We're thanking you for our food and our drink and our shelter in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord God, to stretch forth your hand in the name of Jesus and help us. Give us self-control, Father. That is one of the fruits of your spirit. Give us self-control that we will control ourselves and be still according to God's will, that we will be still, that we will stay out of the malls and the crowded places, that we will stay out of the restaurants and the crowded places, that we will stay out of the beaches and the crowded places, that we will stay out of the clubs and the crowded places. We ask you to stretch forth your hand even to the churches and give our pastors and our administrators over the church, our fellow sisters and brothers, those that walk in and out of the house of God. We're asking you for wisdom this morning, to the wisdom to know what we must do, Father, and the power to do it in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for giving us direction. We thank you for giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for giving us peace and trust and hope and faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our songs and our praises. We thank you, Lord, for letting us dance and sing melodies to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can lift up hands to you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you to give power, peace, and prosperity to your people, to send forth deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. Send forth wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. We pray for our leaders in the White House and all other houses. We pray for our leaders on Capitol Hill and in every other capital in the name of Jesus. We pray for their wisdom. We pray, Father, that your people will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, and that we will turn from our wicked ways, because you have promised us when we do this, Lord God, that you will hear from heaven, that you will forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. So we're asking you now, help us to do that, because Lord God, the land needs to be healed. So we're asking you to heal the land. This we pray in Jesus' name, and to you be all the glory, Heavenly Father, all the praise, all the honor, for you are the Almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And to you, Father, You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the honor. Oh God, you deserve all the hallelujahs. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, God. Glory to you. Glory to you, our Heavenly Father. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.